Odyssey fans, I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
You know, Jess, we've been hearing a lot about the Perkins family lately in Odyssey. In fact, Jumping Off, Jumping In, the first episode in our spring season, was all about Wyatt, Bridget, and Carla.
And even though Ron, the Perkins dad, didn't appear, his presence was felt everywhere in that story.
Wyatt and Carla first appeared in the Sandwich Initiative back in Album 65. And Bridget showed up in Man of the House in Album 67. One thing those episodes, and all the Perkins stories, have in common is that they were written by Marshall Younger.
Let's chat with him about the creation of this family and get a preview of what's ahead.
Hey, Marshall, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, it's great to be here, as always.
You know, Jesse and I have yet to be able to congratulate you on your new position, showrunner for Adventures in Odyssey. For fans who hadn't heard about that, could you maybe talk about that new title and the responsibilities that go with it?
Yeah, this is the first time that the word showrunner, I think, has been used. But really, it's exactly what the title implies, is that I'm going to be in charge of the overall direction of the storylines for Odyssey. So all scripts, I'll write my own scripts still, but then all the other scripts from all the other writers will come through me and... So I'll be in charge of all that.
That's really cool. So you'll have the micro view as you write something, but overall the macro view in the whole world of Odyssey. And speaking of the world of Odyssey, we've had a number of families on Adventures in Odyssey over the years. The Barclays, the Washingtons, the Parkers. Why did you decide that now was a good time to create a new family with the Perkins?
Actually, I didn't decide that. This was before I was on staff. I was still a freelancer. And so I wrote this script called The Sandwich Initiative, which was not a Perkins episode at all. It was a Parker episode, but it did have Wyatt in it, Wyatt Perkins. So he was this character that came over to the Parkers. And I had to have a reason why this kid, he was going to be alone at home after school, because that's the thing that's sort of what the Parkers kind of deal with. And so I thought, well, what's the reason why he's home alone? Well, his mother could be working and his father could be overseas. He could be deployed. So I just put that in the script and I said, well, my dad's in the Marines, is what I had Wyatt say. And Dave Arnold, who is executive producer, he read that part and he said, you know, I really like the idea of starting a military family, because we have so much respect for people in the military and their families. We would really love to have that represented in Odyssey. Plus, you know, there's so many possibilities story-wise that you could get from a dad who is gone, the kids missing him, the kids worrying about him, all of that stuff, which we've dealt with now. And so I think it was a really good call. So it was just really based on that.
So how is writing for the Perkins family and the sort of the military angle different from some of the writing you've done for other families?
Well, so many of the episodes so far have dealt with them dealing with their father being gone. And, you know, we've had the fear of what's going on over there, so with the so much information that we're getting now over the internet. You know, you can hear news about anything. And so they're hearing all these things about what's going on over there, and they're worried about it. You've also got the element of they've moved a lot. Okay, mm-hmm. And that affects the family in very deep ways. Now dealing with a wife who's alone and kind of sort of being a single parent. So I just thought that was a nice element to have in Odyssey.
You personally, I've got a little brother who's a Marine and another little brother in the Navy. So what kind of research did you do about military families? Because, you know, always in Odyssey, we do represent people as accurately as possible. And then, you know, how did you decide that Ron would be a captain in the Marines?
Like you said, we always take these things very seriously in the amount of research that we do, because we want to get it right. We don't want to misrepresent people. Something as important as this. And so I did a lot of research on not only the military, but on struggles that military families go through. Honestly, the Marines thing was just a choice for that one episode. But I'm glad now, because the Marines have such a reputation of being really tough and regimented. And that's the kind of character that I kind of wanted Ron to be, the father, who's overseas. As far as the captain is concerned, that was basically because we thought, okay, if he has a teenage daughter, he had to have been in the military for quite a while. And so let's have him go up the ranks a little bit. So we made him a captain.
But Marshall, most other families in Odyssey have been Christians to this point. The Perkins are not. Did you ever consider making them Christians? And if so, why did you eventually decide against it?
I actually like the Perkins being non-believers at this point, because, I mean, we've seen the perspective of Christian families. I mean, the Barclays were Christians from the very beginning. The Washingtons were. The Parkers were. I like the idea of seeing a journey of a spiritual journey of a family. We saw spiritual journeys of individuals like Connie and Eugene and such. I don't know that we've ever seen a family dynamic and how they begin to take on that spirituality as far as learning about Jesus together. Because I think it might be a nice dynamic to, you know, what if one person in the family rejects it and one doesn't? One of them accepts it. You know, what kind of dynamics does that create in the family? And I just like the possibilities for drama there. I also think you can, and this is going to sound kind of cynical. You can kind of get away with more stuff as a family if they're not Christians, as far as the drama is concerned. Because if I had Wyatt, who is on the internet way too much as a character, and you have Bridget, who kind of has an attitude problem, and you got Carla making kind of questionable decisions sometimes, then you're going to have people saying, is this really the model of a Christian family that you want to do? And to that, you know, I would have to say, well, you know, the Perkins don't have Jesus in their hearts, so what am I going to do? So you've got that excuse.
And yet it's representative of what a lot of families are dealing with. You really are touching on something there.
You know, Wyatt was the first Perkins introduced into the Adventures in Odyssey. And he's loosely based on your son. I remember you saying that. So are other family members based on anyone that you know?
Okay. So that my son doesn't really get mad at me, let me just say, the part that's loosely based on him about Wyatt is only the part where Wyatt feels like he has complete authority over subjects that he has no idea what he's talking about. And he's 16 now, so he actually does have some expertise in things, so he doesn't do that as much. But it used to be, you know, he would speak with absolute confidence about something he is clueless about. That was kind of the basis of Wyatt. As far as other people, the character of Ron was based on, I have a brother-in-law whose name is Ron. The character was named after him. Unfortunately, he died tragically a few years ago. That's kind of why I named him Ron, because I wanted to kind of have that tribute. But he knew how to fix everything, the real Ron. He knew how to fix everything. He was a he could do mechanics. He could build shelves and build decks, and he just knew how to do everything, which is what I want Ron to do. And he's also kind of a no-nonsense guy. And Ron, I think, could have been in the military. He also had this really, really dry sense of humor. The Ron in the show now, Ron Perkins, has kind of developed into more of a, when he's with Wyatt, he has more of a playful attitude. It's not, his sense of humor is not quite as dry, not quite as sarcastic as the real Ron. Bridget was not really based on anybody, but I kind of wanted her. Here was the interesting thing. Bob, you did a survey in the club where you asked the question about what the audience thinks about certain characters. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of disdain for Bridget, which kind of struck me. And it was interesting because that was sort of the design that I had, is that I kind of wanted her to be an acquired taste. Mm-hmm. She's got this really tough exterior. She's got this exterior that's actually kind of annoying, and she's snippy, and she can be sarcastic. But if you really dig down deep, you see that those responses are based in hurt and are based in some things that she's gone through. And also, she has this incredible heart for her brother. She loves her brother and she protects him. And so Bridget is my favorite character of the four Perkins, which would surprise your listeners who said, well, we don't like Bridget, you know, but I get real excited about Bridget. And as far as Carla is concerned, I you know, most of the mothers in Odyssey really kind of have it together. Mary Barclay kind of had it together. Elaine Washington definitely had it together. Ava Parker. And yeah. But Carla's kind of unsure of herself, some of the decisions that she makes. And so I kind of like that, just because it's a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, we've taken different approaches to introducing new characters over the years. For example, our fans may be interested to know that the writers developed elaborate backstories for Wit and Wooten before any stories were ever written. But then there are others like Jay and Zoe, kind of grew along with their backstories as we went along. So, Marshall, how much did you write about the Perkins before actually writing your first script for them?
Well, once Dave Arnold gave me the assignment to create this new family, I wrote out several pages of backstory for this family, not only what they've gone through, but as individuals. And I knew that I wanted them to have moved around a lot because of the military, and that affects especially Bridget, because she's, you know, she grew up as a child and never got to really have any lasting friendships. And so I knew that about them. And I created this, you know, who each character was. And there's actually a lot more in the description that I wrote than you've heard in episodes, and probably maybe ever will hear. You may never hear some of the things that are in that outline of this family. And that's always the way it goes, though, is that the writers need to know the characters better than the audience, just because it helps to write for them.
And then once the actor is cast, they bring their own personality and sensibility to the role. So how have the Perkins changed from what you originally envisioned from the first place?
Well, the one actor who has really made me rethink the character was Keely Marshall, who plays Bridget. Because I like I said, in the first couple of episodes, I made her really sarcastic and kind of annoying. But she put such a performance, just a different performance. She put a softness to her that's just so subtle that made me rethink the character. It made me rethink, okay, you know what? She could be really kind of likable. You know, if you dig down deep enough, it's a really tribute to her, because she was able to dig down and find Bridget when I didn't even know who Bridget was necessarily.
Yeah. And Keely's a joy to work with in the studio, too. I look forward
Fantastic.
To getting
yeah,
back
I love
together
Keely.
With the whole cast again one of these days soon. Marshall, yeah. You know, we can reveal to the listeners that there's been discussion among the team here about bringing Ron home from his deployment. We're not going to reveal when that's going to happen or the circumstances surrounding that right now. But can you talk about getting the timing right for that kind of development from a story perspective?
I will tell you, I've already written three complete outlines about getting Ron home and what that would entail. But we are not about to record those. We looked at those at the last writer's meeting and we thought to ourselves, you know what? There's still some material to mine from him being gone. At some point, yes, I think we'll probably bring him home perhaps for good. Maybe we'll bring him home for temporarily. I'm not sure at this point.
You know, listeners have enjoyed getting to know the Perkins family, and there's plenty ahead. The Protector releases on the radio and online in a few weeks. Can you give us a preview of that story?
The Protector is a sequel to Jumping Off, Jumping In. We have some ramifications of what happened in that traumatic thing that happened to Bridget and to Wyatt, and because Wyatt thinks that he is now kind of a superhero. And then we've got you know, the ramifications for Bridget and for Carla. I'm excited about that for the Protector. I think I think it came together really nicely.
Well, in May, we're going to hear the Perkins in a club exclusive episode titled Hurricane Perkins, which is, Marshall, really fun and has a sweetness to it as well. Can, without spoiling anything, can you talk about what that's about and tell us about the real life ministry we're working with as part of that story?
Yeah, the ministry that we're working with is called Cadence International. They are a ministry specifically for military personnel and their families. I did quite a lot of research, and I spoke with some people from Cadence, and it's just a fantastic ministry how they reach people in this very specific situation, and they need camaraderie. You know, they need each other, and what it is, it's designed to bring those people together. They have this thing called a hospitality house. They open up this house, this large house, for military personnel and their families to come for dinners and for parties and for Bible studies. And so the story is kind of about this, is that the Perkins hook up with this person from Cadence International, and she tells them about hospitality house and that they're having a barbecue at their house. And they go over and they meet a whole bunch of Christians and people that are not Christians, all of which are in the military, or their husbands or fathers or mothers are in the military, and then the Perkins proceed to destroy them all.
Figuratively
and
speaking.
And figuratively speaking. Yeah, and to understand what that means, you'll have to listen to the episode.
Well, that's a great teaser. I know I'll be listening to that one for sure. Speaking of Cadence, what kind of stories did they provide for the episode that sort of helped you format it and put it together? And then how much oversight did they have to make sure that everything was presented accurately?
Yeah, Cadence. They had a number of different stories on their websites about how they ministered to people. But the thing that inspired me the most was just what they do in general. I like the idea of this hospitality house and how they bring people together. We always get lots of good stories from these ministries, and we also try to make it as accurate as possible. We sent an early draft to Cadence just to ask them if everything was right and if we represented them well. And they did have some thoughts. And we definitely took those seriously, and we changed some things in the script so that we could make it more accurate.
Yeah, one of them was that I think the setting for the kids was playing around a pool in the backyard, and they said, well, we really don't have swimming pools in the hospitality
houses. We don't do pools. I think we made it a
Yeah, they said, how about a trampoline maybe? Instead?
And yeah, trampoline.
And in fact, that's in Gary Locke's art for this particular adventure in the club, and
it
looks terrific. It really does.
You know, you've been part of the creation of a number of families that we've talked about here on Odyssey. What's one piece of advice that you would give your future self when you create the next one? Because we know there will always be the next family coming to Odyssey.
Yeah, I think we always need to make sure that our families are distinctive. I made the Perkins to be particularly real. I think they're real people. What I mean by distinctive is, you know, I don't see that the Perkins would ever have an episode where they teach their mom how to ride a bike like the Parkers did. I don't necessarily know that the Perkins would get into that. They represent people. We want people to see themselves in these families and to grow with these families, to love these families because they see themselves in them.
Marshall, it's always so great having you on the podcast, and really appreciate you sharing those insights, those tips, and those little teasers about what's coming up.
And now that you're a showrunner, we should be having you on more often, I would think.
I would hope so. I love doing these things. I always love talking about Odyssey. I appreciate you asking me.
You can still hear Jumping Off, Jumping In on AdventuresInOdyssey.com for the next couple of days, or you can purchase it as part of Album 70, Finding a Way, on CD or download.
And of course, you can hear the whole album in the club right now.
The Protector, which follows up with the Perkins family, airs on the radio and online starting March 27th.
But in the meantime, we've got another new episode coming up this weekend with a completely different set of characters.
Yep, it's called Auto Response, and it stars Connie, Eugene, Jillian, Jules, Buck, and Detective Polehouse. Let's hear a preview.
Next time on Adventures in Odyssey, Detective Polehouse is on a case.
I just can't believe it. I mean, here in Odyssey, of all places.
Whoa, calm down. Believe what?
My car's been stolen.
The investigation leads to a surprise.
The suspect's in the patrol car, Detective.
Well, well, what do we have here?
Solve the mystery with Detective Polehouse on the next Adventure in Odyssey.
Auto Response airs this weekend on the radio and online.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
You can join the club at aioclub.org.
You can check out the latest episodes and find out more about this podcast at adventuresinodyssey.com.
Or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.